This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As a young Muslim trying to navigate the Ummah, trying to navigate my space in the Muslim world, I might be in UK, might be in Australia. I see many different Muslims, different methodologies, different ways of practicing the deen. How do I navigate this, and how do we foster a sense of unity amongst the Muslim community so that it becomes like a wholesome community to be in and not one that's divisive and not one which, you know, pushes me away as opposed to bringing me towards Islam?
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that differences have been around for over 1200 years. And Allah tells us, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ.
Yes.
Right, they will continue to differ with one another. And this is bound to happen, right? And of course, unity at the same time is, من مقاصد الشريعة, من أعظم مقاصد الشريعة, from the greatest of objectives. And sometimes we forget this. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, من القواعد العظيمة التي هي من جماع الدين. Right? It's from the things that comprise the religion. The greatest of principles, إصلاح ذات البين, fixing that which is between the people, واجتماع الكلمة, to come together, إلى آخره. So this is an important objective, and it's mentioned time and time again, من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. يعني that defamed in the Quran, those who split up from one another. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا, hold fast onto the rope of Allah, that which Allah has sent down and what the Messenger came with, and do not, you know, disunite amongst one another. So these differences have been around, and I don't think these differences will come to an end. It will continue up until Qiyam al-Sa'ah, as we've already seen happening. Right, and even if you look at the state today, when you look back, it seems it's a lot more now, يعني, and it's becoming even more and more toxic.
You're saying Ibn Uthaymeen said it, ya jahil?
Ibn Uthaymeen,
get off! Get off! Allahu Akbar! Ar-Rahmanu huwa ala arshi stawa, qala ala nafsihi, ya jahil! Ala nafsihi, ya jahil! You're telling me Ibn Uthaymeen said it, Ibn Hisham? Who is Kun?
Guys, sometimes it's like that.
Kun!
Allah does
it, it's Kun.
When you think about it, Habibi, look, the time and age that we live in, and I remember Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala was mentioning something similar to this. We are at war with the enemies of Islam. They are targeting us from every single direction. He at the time was speaking about the secularists who are targeting the Muslims and whatever have you, right? So we are being bombarded from every single angle. Right, I am for having these theological discussions and discourses, but not the way that it's happening right now on X and likewise on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And this is across the spectrum. It gets very volatile, it gets very toxic. They're screaming at one another, insulting each other's sheikhs. Mm-hmm. I don't believe this is the way forward. I honestly suggest, and this is advice that I'm giving to people of authority and students of knowledge, you want to have these discussions, right? Go into a room and fight each other. If you have to, yani figuratively speaking, have these discussions. I always, wallahi, I sit with people from different leanings and persuasions, right? I'm of the position of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, where this is, contingent on weighing between the pros and the cons. There are people that are sincere, that don't have the same belief as me, and we have these discussions in a civilized, productive manner. Yes. Right? It's important to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. And, I remember coming across something very powerful of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was talking about the disagreements between the Hanabila and the Asha'ira. Mm. Right? And he would say, I would be from those who would really go out his way to remove these differences. Yani he has a belief system which he sees to be correct. And he's like, having these conversations in a pragmatic way. And after that, Habibi, you can't control people's hearts. Everyone goes their way, right? To have these discussions in a controlled environment behind closed doors, especially now when there are so many non-Muslims looking at the Muslims and that which is taking place online. People are looking at becoming Muslims and wallahi, this could put them off. You know how many times I've seen messages, and this is a huge mafsada that we have to take into consideration.
Yeah.
The issue of pros and cons, masalih and mafasid. They say, I've left Christianity because of all of the disputes and the disagreements amongst them. And then I see Muslims behaving the way they are.
Yeah.
Right? Which may actually serve as a deterrent from them entering into Islam. And I honestly believe this is something we have to take into consideration, especially right now with what's happening. It's become so much more intensified. Mm-hmm. Lines have been drawn, you know, sides have been chosen, mm-hmm. and things are only getting worse. When the chicken comes home to roost, they're not going to distinguish between, oh, this guy's from this group, this guy's from that group. Mm-hmm. They look at all of you as Muslims, right? And they'll deal with you exactly the same.
Yeah.
Right? And it's getting more and more problematic, more and more problematic. So I honestly believe despite all of these differences in theology, mm-hmm. there has to be a level of maturity at times when it comes to common issues.
Yeah.
That we have to come together on in the face of, right, the oppressors, mm-hmm. right, the suppressors, the enemies who are causing the Muslims problems. You have to at times come together to deal with it. If you don't want to work with each other on anything other than that, fine. But these common issues, there has to be a level of coming together and dealing with it collectively.
And given that, I guess it's becoming very public, the nature of these the infighting and the criticisms, even, you know, how would you yourself, you know, I'm sure you've experienced some criticism in the past for some of your views or even your opinions. How have you been able to navigate that and manage that?
Well, I continue to teach that which, inshallah, you know, I believe to be the truth. Mm-hmm. Well, what else can I do? I continue teaching what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us with, you know, what the righteous predecessors would teach us as much as I can. Like, you know, Kamal, if I buckle to every form of pressure that comes my way, I'll never be able to get anything done. Mm-hmm. People are always going to criticize, right? Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala has a powerful statement. He would say, أصلح ما بينك وبين الله يصلح الله ما بينك وبين الناس. Rectify that which is between you and Allah, and Allah will rectify that which is between you and the people. رضا الناس غاية لا تدرك.
Yes.
As Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها mentioned, pleasing everyone is an objective you can't meet. I am not perfect.
Yes.
Right? I'm open to dialogue. I'm open to discourse. Mm-hmm. Allah, across the spectrum, sometimes subhanAllah, it's ajeeb. But at the end of the day, you know what you see surfacing online is an echo chamber.
Yes.
On the ground, it's so much more different. Those who are engaging in these volatile, you know, toxic discussions. Like I said, I'm very for the discussions. Go do it behind closed doors mm-hmm. and continue preaching what you see to be correct, right? But this thing that we see on X, on Twitter, on TikTok, honestly, I'm really not for it at all. And this is why I've refused to engage mm-hmm. In discussions where I've been invited by individuals who tend to behave in this way because I believe there's no maslaha that's going to come out of it. Even coming to Australia, mm-hmm. going to South Africa, because I was in South Africa beforehand, there were people that were reaching out, mm-hmm. knowing how they behave online, I just excuse myself. But others, I'll have a sit down. Mm-hmm. Like I'm always for to being corrected, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe that I'm infallible and that everything that I know is 110% correct.
Yes.
There might be things that we've looked at in a certain way, certain things that I could have perhaps said better. Like recently, you know, there's an issue that I put a clarification out on. Mm-hmm. And we live and we learn.
Yes.
Right? We live and we learn. And we are human beings that make mistakes. And as a brother, you know, you reach out to him, al-mu'minu mir'atun mu'min, he is the mirror of his believer, tries to perhaps convince him that perhaps that which he said wasn't really correct.
Yes.
I don't think any of us are worse than Fir'aun.
Yes.
Right? I don't think any of us are. Mm-hmm. Fir'aun who claimed, أنا ربكم الأعلى. Mm-hmm. I'm your Lord the Most High. ما علمت لكم من إله غيري. I haven't come of a Lord more greater than myself. This is what he's telling the people. He claimed this, subhanAllah. Even then, Allah instructed Musa, alayhi salam, and also Harun to go to Fir'aun and to speak to him. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيْنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ وَيَخْشَى. Speak to him in words of gentleness.
Gentleness.
Recently, a brother messaged me, wallahi, on Twitter, and he was very, very abusive. Mm. And he insulted me. And I said to him, do you really think you're going to convince me like this?
Yes.
Right? He goes, oh, but you said X, Y, and Z. Okay, طيب. We speak to non-Muslims all the time who claim about Allah that he has a son. Is there anything greater than that? Should we speak to them in this kind of manner? Mm-hmm. So how are you expecting to convince me, right?
Yes.
With this kind of attitude, throwing all this abuse at me.
Yes.
I said to him, am I worse than Fir'aun? Are you better than Musa? Yes. And Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. And wallahi, credit to him. He said, Jazakallah khair.
Yeah.
You're right. And I said to him, here you go, kada wa kada wa kada. And he goes, okay, I apologize.
I think the etiquette of dealing with the Muslim community, dealing with each other, making sure that our community is a welcoming community for the Muslims, because we've literally just mentioned only a fraction of the challenges and hardships and trials that the young generation are going through right now.
Yeah.
The least we can do is make the Muslim ummah, you know, within our ability, a place which is welcoming, a place which is safe, so that they can come in, because they're being called away. We need to call them back.
Yeah, I honestly believe the online space is a bubble. Like on the ground, Habibi, subhanAllah, the brothers and sisters that attended our program, I think it would have come up to like 1,500 people. Like they're in a completely different world compared to those who are engaging in these very hostile discussions.
Yes.
In a manner that is really, you know, I don't believe is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla at all.
Yes.
The way they're carrying it out. We've seen the scholars of the past, how they would engage with one another, the discussions they would have amongst one another, even if they disagreed, right? And even if they wrote books on one another, yani, they continued. But then when there was times when they had to come together against the Mongols and so on and so forth, they were a united front. Yeah, you know? And this is what exactly right now, what's happening right now, wallahi, our heart bleeds.
Yes.
Are we going to exert all of our efforts with dealing with the issues on the ground at this moment in time, especially when we have a lot of these modern day ideologies that are ripping the aqidah of our children, of our youngsters? We're facing some very serious challenges. And I'm not saying that these discussions are not important.
Yes.
So no one twists my words.
Yes.
Have these discussions, but have it in a controlled manner.
Yes.
That is a lot more civilized.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever discussed this with you, right? Those who would come and laugh in my face, act like they're friends, and then behind my back, they're literally bickering, slandering, right? And ripping you to shreds. Like, why would you do that?
I've seen that.
Right?
I personally saw that. I saw
that. Wallahi, me and him haven't even discussed. I don't know half the question you're going to ask me, right? Wallahi, I didn't even know that you saw this or you felt this, but this is what I seen. And I really struggled with this. Like, you're laughing in my face, or you're going to institutions and organizations telling them, don't bring up Utaymin, whatever have you. But then whenever you run into me, you talk to me as if we're best friends, yani. Right? And I really struggled with that. Wallahi, really hurt me, because some of those brothers were brothers that I really liked and respected. And then I'm hearing X, Y, and Z, and I'm just brushing it off. And then he just keeps repeating, you know. Akhi, let's have a conversation. We're tulab al-ilm. Right? Let's open up the books. Right? Let's open up the books. We're students of knowledge. I love discussions. Right? And anyways, you know, that was that. But if you're patient, right? And then later on, quite a few of them apologized. I'm talking about even those who used to show me open enmity. When certain mashayikh of theirs started clashing with one another, all of a sudden I'm walking through the university campus and everyone's giving me salams again. And I'm thinking to myself, Abu Taymi, what have you changed? When in reality, I didn't. It's in fact, they changed and they realized their mistake and they were humble enough to admit so. And then of course you have those online and UK and whatever have you, mainly online. Allah, akhi, I make dua for these people. Sometimes I think to myself, and I don't mean this in a bad way, are they mentally challenged with the way they behave online especially? Yani, it really doesn't add up. So I make dua for these individuals that Allah Azza wa Jal betters their mental state and perhaps gives them insight and betters their understanding of the religion. Like, I honestly, when people attack me and when they say negative things about myself, yani, I honestly try to assess it. I try to be as self-critical as I can, you know, as much as I can, yani, as much as possible. Because, you know, we can't just dismiss every criticism that comes our way as hasad or as personal. He's got an issue with him. That's why he's doing that. We should try to assess it and perhaps maybe benefit from our enemies. We all want to be from those who the Messenger of Allah talked about, right? وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَ. Never does an individual humble himself except that Allah will raise him. And look what Ibn al-Qayyim says, right? Ibn al-Qayyim says, لَا تَصْلُحُ لَكَ دَرَجَةُ التَّوَاضُ حَتَّى تَقْبَلَ الْحَقَّ مِمَّنْ تُحِبُّ وَمِمَّنْ تَبْغُضُ. Right? You will not be able to become a humble individual until you make it a habit to accept from those that you love and those that you hate. Right? So when the opponents, the detractors, the haters, if you want to call them that, whenever they say something, I try to look at it. Does he have a point? But sometimes, wallah, I really struggle to see through it. A lot of time it's unverified information.
He said, she said.
Clear cut lies, bad assumptions. A lot of the time it's ijtihadi related issues. Us attempting now to find the right answer, it's a gray area, it's not black and white. We're trying to get the right answer, best course of action, and then they're attacking you for it. Habibi, we're tulab al-ilm. I'll say this again. Let's sit down. Mm. Wallahi, I don't believe I'm scared of anyone. Mm. And the reason why I say this, not because I'm trying to be arrogant or anything like that. Someone else may have the truth. Someone else may see something that I'm not seeing. And I'm happy to see that, right? Mm. Just convince me. Mm. Don't be running around saying, oh, I've advised Abu Taymiyyah. He didn't accept the advice. Let's boycott him. Mm. Sometimes it's a back and forth. Like, how many discussions have me and you had? Mm. Do we see eye to eye to everything? Of course not.
But wallahi, I love you.
Well, I love you too, man. I love you more than you love me. But the point is, we had our back and forths. You may have given advice and I've given advice back. But they were back and forth. They're discussions between students of knowledge. What sometimes they do is, they'll go and they'll tell people, oh, he's been advised. Khalas. Habib, that's not sincerity. Let's have a discussion. Let's open up the books. You know, let's go back and forth. I love that. Mm. I honestly love that. And every talib ilm loves that. And you shouldn't be afraid. Why? Right? Because we're all trying to find the truth.
Mm. I feel like something that's missing in this conversation, whenever this is mentioned, the benefits and harms that a person has to make a judgment call on is going to be one assessment on one way, and you might have a different assessment. But I am not obliged to follow your assessment of masalih mafasid or khaf al-dararain, the lesser of two evils. And I think this is where
Habib, hatta fatwa is not binding, let alone an advice that you gave. Sometimes you might come up to me and give me a piece of advice, and I say to you, jazakallah khair, right? Or I might decide to even like have my two pence in the situation, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean I have to. Oh, two cents.
Not pence.
Oh, you guys are dollars, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Bucks. Right? So, yani, I don't have to take that. Or I might see that this advice is completely out of place. But jazakallah khair.
Yeah.
I accept it from you. Mm. But don't expect me
to take it on.
Mm. And you shouldn't give advice expecting for it to be acted upon. Mm. And this is muhimun jiddan jiddan aydan. That questions your sincerity.
Mm.
Right? Mm. But wallahi, you know, this issue of hasad, as Imam Yani Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, I've come across even Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah ta'ala al-Maliki. Like for example, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala one time said to his tulab, right, qala li tulabihi, i'lamu rahimakum Allah. Have knowledge. May Allah have mercy upon you that anna Allah azza wa jal idha manaha shakhsan min ahli al-ilmi shay'an min al-ilm wa harramahu quranahu wa ashkalahu hasaduhu. That if Allah blesses someone with knowledge that maybe his contemporaries and his classmates are deprived from, right? Allah chose not to give it to them. Hasaduhu. They begin to envy him, right? Faramuhu bima laysa fihi. And then they begin to accuse him of things that he's absolutely free from.
Yeah.
Like Ibn al-Arabi, he says, إِذَا لَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُ عُيُوبًا أَحْدَثُوا لَهُ عُيُوبًا. الناس إذا لم يجدوا له عيوبا, if they don't find anything that they can accuse him of, they'll look for things to accuse him of.
Mm.
Like sometimes, man, it's just I struggle to see through this. Honestly, it's like أخي, call the brother, have this engagement with him. Sometimes
before
you can
calling
get
calling them out on X, يعني have a private reach out at least the minimum call out. يعني, but I feel
now
like
even if they called me out, honestly, I don't have a problem. But you're calling out something that you understood in that particular manner.
Yeah, but يعني even inkar al-munkar, if they understand that, it has to be something that is completely agreed upon.
Yeah.
Completely agreed upon. And if there's يعني, there's ikhtilaf on the issue, then khalas, يعني, it's not something that can be considered as munkar by default, right?
It reminds me of what the poet mentioned. The poet says, وَكَمْ مِنْ عَائِبٍ قَوْلًا صَحِيحًا وَآفَتُهُ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ السَّقِيمِ. You see people criticizing, condemning certain things, right? But in reality, Habibi, it's actually true what the guy is saying, but you've misunderstood it.
Mm.
You've completely misunderstood it, right? According to your shallow, narrow-minded understanding of that.
Mm.
But I wish sometimes it could actually be ilmi, but it's based on your understanding that you're criticizing. Like, a lot of the time it's just personal, man. A lot of the time it's personal. Sometimes what happens is, let's just say me and you had a heated argument, which is bound to happen. The scholars of the past had, heated arguments.
Sahaba,
sahih? But then
love after that.
You start يعني, going off on the guy and turning masking it as if it's like a deity related issue.
Allahumma sallim.
Sorry, I think we expanded on that a little bit too
no,
much.
No, no.